This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Talked about it, I think, in the first segment and with Gelb, Tua's comments about Tyreek Hill and him saying, yeah, he's got to work his way back into our good graces. And I was saying I thought this was laudable of Tua. Here is the audio from today. This is Tua talking about Tyreek Hill.
Sure. I would say we're still continuing to do that. But it's not just with me. It's with a lot of the guys. I'm not the only one that heard that. You guys aren't the only people that heard that. You know, a lot of people that follow football, that follow the Miami Dolphins, that follow Tyreek, that are fans of his, you know, everyone has seen that. So when you say something like that, it's, you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad. You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up again. And yeah, that it's still a work in progress, not just for me, but for everybody. But you know, like I said, he's working on himself. He's working on the things that he says he wants to get better with and do better on. So that's the first step to me. And so I commend him for doing that.
Yeah, I love that, man. I love that. Tyreek, not Tyreek, Tua, over 3,500 yards passing for sure. Over rushing yards every game, all 17, even if he's not playing. I'm going heavy. I don't do a lot of futures. I have decided that I'm betting a whole bunch of Dolphins futures.
Yeah. I wonder if they really have a concern with
TV on.
Do I? Yeah, I do.
What are you watching? You watching First Things First? Are you watching First Things First?
ESPNU.
Oh.
Yeah, College Game Day. I don't know why it's on. It's not College Game Day.
Gives me a second to check the Cubs. All right, the Suzuki and PCA stink.
But no, with the Tua and Tyreek thing, like, is somebody going to sit Tyreek down? Like, I don't know. But if you really have a problem with what he said, you really have an issue with his approach to last season, which I would. You would grab him and pull him to the side, and they'd have, I don't say like a team meeting about it, but you'd be like, bro, you know what you did last game, da, da, da. And he would have to justify it to me, man to man.
It's my not guess going that, in my, media. I'm extrapolating that's what he's done. That's why I thought it was so refreshing that he says it in public, because I don't think that's the first time Tyreek is hearing Tua say, hey, man, not just going to give you a pass. Like, yeah. I believe Tua has been leader guy. I believe, I don't know, but I believe he has said it to him privately, has said it to the team privately, and now lays it out publicly. And also you hear at the end, he's like, but he's doing a good job working on himself. And like, he handled it exactly the way I would want my team leader to handle it.
And I'm with you on that. And also the thing that Tua has to work on, I mean, not Tua, Tyreek has to work on, is being less emotional. And we lost. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on. No, bro, it's the NFL. You're not with the Chiefs anymore. You're not winning Super Bowls right now. Stop getting emotional about things. So that was that shoot from the hip emotion is if I hope that's what Tyreek's working on with Tua says he's working on himself. And Tyreek even said, I'm working on myself. Stop being so damn emotional about everything. Go do your damn job. Win, lose, or draw. Be a good teammate. Be a good leader. And then move on to the next week. That's what professional sports are about.
Isn't it a double-edged sword, though? Because you love the fact that he wears his emotions on his sleeve. It's part of what makes him great. It's why he'll go out there and have the big plays, and he'll chase 2,000 yards. Like, that's how he approaches life. But you also have to take some of the baggage that comes with that. And when there's rough patches throughout a season, he's not the guy that's going to stand up in front of the team and go, hey, guys, let's go. Everybody, you know, we got to stay together as a team. He's going to express himself based on how he's feeling in that very moment. I'm with you. Like, I wish he could approach it the way Zach Thomas or Junior Seau would approach it, which is like, let's all stay level-headed. Don't let the highs get too high, the lows, whatever. But that's not who he is internally. Like, he's the kind of guy, which is why he's a great football player and we love him. He's emotional.
It's not why he can get 2,000 yards receiving. It's not why he can be the number one player voted by the NFL players as the number one player in the NFL. That's not emotion. That's talent. But in those four quarters, he is extremely talented. He's fast as hell. His nickname's the Cheetah. But it's not why. Like, you don't need to be all up in your feelings to play well. And if you do need to be in your feelings to play well, that's a problem, Solana.
But look at Fred Taylor, your partner. Fred Taylor was not wildly emotional either way. Like, dude was a great running back, went out there and was a great running back.
Fred might have snorted Ambien before the game and could still go get 250. Like, it's not like that's the thing. It's the and it's funny. I don't want to call him immature. It's a maturity level. Go play football very well, which he's going to. Tyreek's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if everybody knows that yet. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot. But when the game's over, when you have to deal with the media and all that stuff, stop being so damn emotional and childish. Don't be a teenage girl. They let us down. No, man, we had a good chance. We had a bad game. It is what it is. We get back on the, you know, and to your point, we don't love it because it makes him a great football player, Solana. We love it in the media because it gives us headlines.
Well, I just love it when he's consistent. Wasn't he the guy who moved to get the table tennis table out of there?
No, I think he was. Was he upset? No, he was. He was the one that said we need to focus. Tyreek was the one that said we need to focus.
Like, I'm with that. Like, if you want to be that guy who says we need to focus, get rid of the ping pong table, I'm cool with that. But you can't be so inconsistent that you're that guy. And you're also the guy who leaves the game early because it's not going your way. Pick a lane. Yeah. That's all I want from a guy like him. I like the emotion. I'm with Crowder. I don't think the emotion has anything to do with what he does on the field because he's really good. But pick a lane. You can't be the guy who rallies the team and says, we need to be more focused and I'm taking the ping pong table out of here and anybody's got a problem with it, step to me. And then also, this season hasn't gone the way I wanted. I don't feel like playing in the fourth quarter. Don't be that inconsistent.
Yeah.
But he's shown us who he is. And when I think of Tyreek Hill,
he's inconsistent.
Yeah, you're right.
Emotionally, he's consistent on the field.
But I just don't think he's somebody, and you know, maybe it's our own fault or maybe it's just the way that we've perceived it. But when we think of him as a captain, like he has the captain band or was given that. Because he's a great football player, because he's the best player on the team, not because he's somebody, in my opinion, and I'm not in the locker room, that can be relied upon to rally the troops. Like,
no,
it's Tyreek Hill, man. He's a streamer. He says outlandish things. He slaps some guy at a dock because the guy talked a little trash to him. Like, that's not Junior Seau. That's not Zach Thomas. There's a difference between a captain who's looked upon to rally the troops, to keep the team in line, to keep order in the locker room, somebody who's respected, not per se because they're a great football player, but because of the leadership qualities that they possess. Tyreek Hill's never been looked upon that way, in my opinion, as that guy. So to hold him to that standard, he's always going to fall short. of that. Always consistently.
I'm looking
as
up
you're
right
saying.
Now, Tyreek overs, because I'm betting over 2,000 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. I think he's up to the challenge.
I would just say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'll use myself. I should not have been a captain. The captain should not fight on a Wednesday practice. He shouldn't. If somebody takes a cheap shot, he shouldn't turn around and go dive at him and grab his face mask and try to poke his eyes out on run drill on Wednesday. It's the calm. It's the emotion. It's the maturity. It's so many things more to being a team leader and captain at this level with all alpha males in the locker room than I even had the capability to do. I watched Zach do it. You brought up Junior. Made me think about this. I watched Junior do it. I watched JT do it. Bunch of people, Chad Pennington, like bringing guys to his house to show that I'm a normal guy, even though he cussed everybody out every day, but that was CP. Like, there's a certain thing to being a captain. You should not make Tyreek Hill a captain. He's not mature enough to be a captain. And we've seen it. Let him go run real, real fast down the field, get 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns, and do his damn job.
His over-under for receiving yards is 975.5.
Oh, I go over on that.
I am putting the mortgage on the over. Yeah, yeah. This is
you
his
said 2,000. Yeah, 1,000 is the goal. Oh, he's going to get 1,000 yards.
1,000.
Hey, Crowder, the flip side of that, he's also not mature enough to not be a captain, which I think has to be considered in this equation. Because you don't...
But if he steps up to the challenge, I mean, that's what Pat Riley did with Jimmy Butler, right? That's a challenge. He challenged him. If you don't make Tyreek Hill a captain on this team, that's essentially, hey, we're challenging you. Be a captain. Be a captain by game six. I want to get headlines real quick because Adam Schefter is going to join us. I want to make sure we have enough time with him. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We talked about Bayron Matos, who was airlifted by helicopter to a local hospital, had to leave practice early, a scary situation today. And Artie Burns, who injured his knee at practice, left on crutches. They fear he has torn his ACL and there's going to be an MRI and a second opinion. But that's the fear. Here's a couple standouts that I read today. You ready? Eric Ezukama, according to David Fironez.
That's your guy.
Catching deep touchdown passes from Zach Wilson and another one from Quinn Ewers today.
I mean, let's see what these Ezukama overs are.
Now with the fourth string.
Aaron Brewer, starting center, sat out practice for undisclosed reasons.
All right. Hey, what happened with Zach Sealer?
Full participant today.
Oh.
Yep. He ain't hold out or hold in.
That's surprising.
It's the Christian Wilkins method, which maybe Sealer should have learned. It didn't really work out for Christian Wilkins. Remember, Christian Wilkins didn't really do a hold in. He showed up first 2 weeks of training camp, busted his ass. He was like the hardest working guy out there. He showed the Dolphins, I'm here, I want to earn my check. And then after week three of camp, heading into that third preseason game or whatever the timeline works out, then he's like, all right, I'm done. Like, I showed you guys for 2 weeks. I'm here to work. I want my money. I'm proving to you that I'm committed to this organization. And then he didn't practice from week three until the first week of the regular season. So maybe that's Steelers' approach here. Like, hey, I want to be a leader. I want to be a captain. I want to be here, but I want my check. I'm going to show you in these first couple practices that I'm committed to this organization.
All right.
Actually smart unless he gets hurt.
Well, don't lose Zach Sealer.
Zach Sealer scoffs at injuries. Come on, get out of here. Minka was at practice today, by the way, even though he did not have his media availability yesterday. And Mike McDaniel and Lee Meichenberg, remember he was put on the pup list yesterday, said he's weeks away from returning, no timetable yet.
They say what's wrong?
I didn't see any sort of injury disclosure.
Yeah. Tell him just take it easy this season.
No, we need Eichenberg, man. Stop hating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.